back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to Georgia. That's Georgia, the United States, not Georgia, separate state now, but formerly the Soviet Union, not that Georgia. Georgia, where Atlanta is, American Atlanta, Georgia. A Georgia judge just ruled that he is going to open and turn over 145,000 absentee ballots that were cast in the November 3rd election from Fulton County so that they can be audited. Audited by whom? A man named Garland Favorito. Right out of the weeds, he popped up right out of the weeds. No background, nothing. They're going to turn over 145,000 original ballots to him, and he is advertising for people to count them, believe it or not. You know, you might go, what, Craigslist? I mean, what does he go on? He goes, all right, there's some jobs here available. Do you have any experience in counting ballots? You know who's going to say yes? The guy with the horns who invaded the Capitol, the bare chest, and the fur and all that kind of stuff and the war paint, that kind of people, those kind that are counting the ballots in Arizona, you're going to get a lot of nuts. What is going on down there and everywhere? How can a judge turn over 145,000 original ballots that were counted three times? Georgia had three recounts. They had one recount. Then they had another. Then they had a hand recount. Hand recount of millions of ballots took a long time from the whole state. Clerk sat there and opened every ballot, every one, tallied them, added them up. Joe Biden still won by about 14,000 votes. You know, a lot of times when people do that, our elections are honest. And a lot of times when people do that, the guy that they're trying to attack ends up getting a few hundred more votes. That happened in Wisconsin. Republicans said, we want a meticulous recount. Oh, by the way, we only want it in Milwaukee and Dane County. That's all. Just that's all. Not any county that Trump won. Not any other county. The big kahuna is Milwaukee and then Dane County, the two of them. That's where the margin was. Turned out Biden picked up a few hundred votes. A few hundred votes. So in Georgia, what's going to happen? They're going to be turned over. I do not know why the Democratic Party in Georgia has not taken that on an emergency basis to an appellate court and up to the U.S. Supreme Court. Why are original ballots being turned over, like in Arizona, to essentially QAnon? Why is that happening? Where they can be defaced, lost. In Arizona, they turned over the voting machines themselves. Secretary of State then said those voting machines are compromised. They'll have to be discarded. They can never be used in an Arizona election again. And so Maricopa County, which is Phoenix, is going to have to pay millions of dollars to buy new voting machines. Why isn't that being assessed against the QAnon people who despoiled it in the first place? These are the people who brought in infrared reading machines looking for bamboo traces in the ballots, which they say meant it came from China. What are you kidding me? Watermarks, there are no watermarks in ballots, but you're going to find ballots smudged, lost. Sometimes the check mark is right on the line and maybe it'll be moved up a little bit. This is sick. This is Putin stuff. This is commie stuff. This is jihadist stuff. This is the way you cook an election. And in Georgia, that's happening. And you know what's going to be next will be Michigan. They have a bunch of nuts over there, too, who are angling for the same thing. And then it'll be elsewhere, anywhere that Trump lost in a swing state, Pennsylvania. They'll try Wisconsin. Voss will go along with it. A lot of people go along with the Republican Party. The Republican Party in this state has been corrupted. It's a Trump party. It's sort of a, you know, these people have made a decision that somehow Trump is their future and their savior, and they become cultists. And the people that aren't cultists, like, say, Mike Gallagher of Green Bay, have been pretending to be cultists to try to fox everybody in the primary. All they're going to do is discuss people in the general as well, if they ever get there. But this is a very simple directive to judges around the country. Once there's been an official recount, in the case of Georgia, three recounts, for Pete's sake, three recounts. Once there's been that many recounts officially, a couple of guys come out of the weeds, out of the tall grass, Cyber Ninja in Arizona, a guy, I assume it's his correct name, Garland Favorito, who's advertising for people, you know, just a citizen, he says. What, he wants the 145,000 original ballots? Try that. Call up, say, I want all the original ballots in my custody. Judge goes, okay. Is this just Georgia judges? Is this just Arizona judges? I always looked on Michigan. A lot of friends over in Michigan. I always looked on Michigan as like Wisconsin and Minnesota and Iowa and Illinois, Ohio, Indiana. You know, basically Midwestern state, solid state, solid values. You know something? There are some strange rangers over there. These are the guys that were going to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer, the governor, bind and gag her and take her to a cabin, have sole control over her. And, you know, before we got on our high horse, they were going to bring her to Wisconsin. And there were guys in Wisconsin in on it who were elected. And some of them are from Columbia County, not too far north of Madison. So let's not get on our high horse. But this has got to stop. Now, when they turn those ballots over, you have to understand something. What is the purpose of this? Nobody in his right mind thinks that that election is going to be overturned. The Supreme Court will say, okay, Biden, get out of the White House. Let Trump come back from Mar-a-Lago. Nobody's saying that. They're not stupid enough to say that. But what it does is it really drives a stake in the heart of our democracy. It lets these people, these conspiracy theorists who support Trump, say, there you go. They proved in the recount in Georgia and Arizona that Trump won. That means he probably won Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Nevada. And that means he was president. We got robbed. There'll be more violence. And there will be doubt about the election in 2024. And what they're going to do with that election, with these voter suppression bills, what's going to happen with that election is that a lot of people aren't going to be able to vote who should vote. Federal judges have to shut this down. You can't have state judges who are elected, or if they're appointed or dependent on local politicians, just give them anything they want. Not when our democracy is concerned. And the Senate and the House are split. They're split 50-50, really. Senate is 50-50. House, we Democrats have an 8-seat majority, but there are 5 unfilled seats, vacant seats. People die, and Republican governors like DeSantis in Florida won't schedule an election to fill it with, obviously, a Democrat. We have got to point out, I think, to Biden, use an executive order. And if his constitutionality is attacked, fine, litigate it. But something's got to be done, because what we are seeing is state court judges unraveling our democracy around the country by turning over original ballots to bad people who have no desire to recount it. It's been recounted 3 times. They have a desire to fudge it. They have a desire to cook it. And that's not American democracy. It just is not American democracy. I have a statement I want to say, and this occurred to me over the weekend. Robin Voss has opposed COVID medical relief. In other words, Joe Biden offered Wisconsin $1.6 billion to pay for Medicaid to increase coverage from people at 100% of the poverty, the federal poverty line, to 138%. 138% is nothing more than 17 or 18 grand a year for an individual, something like 30 grand a year for a family of 3. You know, they're not rolling in dough. Voss shot that down, said, we're going to deny them medical care, even though this would have picked up a lot of the state's portion and he wouldn't have had to pay state taxpayer money to run the program. We want to incentivize people to work. If they think their wife can't get a mammogram, they'll be scared and they'll go out and look harder for a job. That's what he said in so many words. Then Biden said, all right, I'm going to give $300 a week extra unemployment comp. So in Wisconsin, you get $370 a week. Now you'll get $670. Voss rejected it. Fortunately, Evers is the governor, and he accepted it. And it didn't require legislative approval. But Voss rejected that, and he also wanted a one-week waiting period. So we want to incentivize people. They have a wife and a couple of kids. There's nothing in the refrigerator. Let's give them incentive. Kids are crying. They want food. Let's give them incentive. Let's get them out looking for a job. So here's my message to Voss. You turned down COVID medical. You turned down COVID unemployment comp. Give back the COVID popcorn money. Voss got six figures in aid for his popcorn business. Give it back. He took it too. Put in for it. Give it back, Voss. You hear me? And you know, everybody listening to this, email him, call him and say, give back the popcorn money. Give back the popcorn money. You rejected Medicaid money, medical COVID. You rejected unemployment comp COVID. Give back the popcorn money. Reject popcorn COVID. Reject popcorn COVID. It's a very simple message, easily put in a text, easily put in a phone message. Wherever you are, write it into the Eau Claire paper, the Green Bay paper, the Wausau paper, the Prairie du Chien paper, the Milwaukee paper, the Kenosha paper. Voss, give back the popcorn money. You don't want medical money. You don't want unemployment comp money for COVID. Give back the COVID popcorn money. And do it now. Do it now. Going to break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.